Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Everyone says that today, the royal family is nothing more than a ceremonial figure, even though they choose the government, have final approval over all legislation, and own half the country. And so while we remember Queen Elizabeth, let us not forget how this incestuous family has used their own children to gain power. Parliamentary lawfare over trading rights between England and Scotland led to the first iteration of the United Kingdom in 1707 and created the legal groundwork for George of Hanover to be crowned King of England and Ireland in 1714. He was 55 years old, married to his first cousin, and didn't speak any English because he was from the German House of Hanover. The English people were not happy about this, and his coronation was met with riots all across the country, followed by years of rebellions. His grandson, King George III, inspired the American Revolution, and when his granddaughter Victoria married her first cousin, Prince Albert, the House of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha took sway over the country. Throughout the First World War, the people of England were questioning the loyalty of the German bloodlines who ruled over them, which prompted the royal family to change their name to Windsor in 1917. 9 years later, Queen Elizabeth was born, who was initiated into the Druid Order in 1946, married Prince Philip of Nazi bloodlines in 1947, and gave birth to Charles in 1948. In 2010, William Coombs, survivor of Canada's infamous residential schools where the mass graves of children were found, claimed to have witnessed Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip visit the Kamloops Residential School in 1964, where they took 10 of the children away with them, never to return. A year later, William Coombs dies in the hospital. In 1988, Prince Philip told the German press that he hopes to be reincarnated as a deadly virus to help with the population problem. And his son, King Charles, likes to joke on television how he is related to Dracula.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, so I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
These royals are the result of an incestuous breeding program wherein children were used as a way to gain power over the masses. So it's no surprise that they are caught up with the likes of Jeffrey Epstein, who made a living using children to leverage power, and Jimmy Savile, who had unfettered access to rape hundreds of children inside NHS hospitals and was a dear friend of King Charles. Along with Klaus Schwab, King Charles is a founder of the Great Reset. He's as green as Greta Thunberg. And last year, he announced the need for a military-style campaign to bring the world to zero emissions.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition. So, how do we do it?
We know how they'll do it. By cutting off Europe's fuel and forcing the people back into the 1700s. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now we want to know that if there is any terrorism, we know who to blame. The point is, if any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system. I want the White House numbers up there now. A big part of this solution, after you research all the government terrorism and check out what I'm saying is true, call the White House and tell them, we know the government's planning terrorism. We know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And you could save the planet. I'm calling it Operation Expose the Government Terror.
Operation Expose the Government Terror. That was July 25th, 2001, 2.5 months before 9/11. I went on for 2.5 hours and described that they would blow up the World Trade Centers and then set up a police state domestically in America. It would not be used against radical Muslims in the long term, but will be used against the general public for Agenda 21. In the next 20 years, they completed Agenda 21. Now we're under Agenda 2030, total planetary collapse of the economic system and carrying capacity of civilization, and an 80% mass death from starvation, bioweapons, and war. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I am your host. Very blessed to be here still on air after all these years, battling the globalist at point-blank range. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today. The complete design destruction of the economy and all the admissions of that taking place worldwide. Major Ukrainian offensives against the Russians in Ukraine. Russia announcing plans to basically totally turn Europe's energy off, which will implode the world economy even faster, which is what the globalists want. Then Russia will get the blame. You can see how all this works. We also have a very key part of the New World Order takeover plan that's been officially announced by MasterCard and Visa in concert for the social credit score. Gun owners to be tracked and put in special categories, even though they're legally, lawfully buying guns. That's coming up. Also, 1,100-plus athletes die from sudden death syndrome since the introduction of the jabs. Major studies show that is more than 10,000 percentile higher than the normal death rate in the same period of time of athletes. Absolute proof that the shots are killing people in mass. We have a lot of big election news as well as the Democrats prepare to steal another election. Big stack of news on that front as Joe Biden asked Congress for $8 billion more to fund his catch and release network. Major Clinton-appointed federal judge bars Arizona officials from enforcing new law to remove dead voters, non-residents, and non-citizens from the voting rolls. We have a Democrat congressman who just lost to a Republican saying he believes that she stole the election. Now, Democrats can say elections are stolen without any proof, but when Republicans have the proof, well, it is the end of the world. I'd forgotten tonight I was cutting up a bunch of jalapenos for a dish that I was making and putting in the oven before I left for my wife to take out. And since I've gotten to the office the last few hours, I haven't washed my hands. I just touched my right eye, and I was like, oh, that is very interesting. I usually wash my hands every 2 hours or so, but I haven't. Another reason to wash your hands, get the jalapeno in the eye. I do love jalapenos. I chopped up like four of them. But let's, raw jalapenos, let's go ahead and get into the rest of the news we're going to be hitting in great detail today as well. Tying into the insanity of the most completely open border in U.S. history, total lawlessness, total collapse, we now have D.C. council members, the D.C. mayor, the New York mayor, and a bunch of others literally blaming Republicans and small border towns for the influx of illegals into blue cities. They blamed the governors of Texas and Arizona and the border towns for creating the crisis and said they turned D.C. into a border town. Oh, it's not good to be a border town when the border is totally wide open? The oxymoronic nature of these people and their war on logic and their tone deafness is just staggering. That's all coming up today as well. And I hadn't really talked about this enough, and the corporate media is not covering it. There have been three mass shootings of white people in the last week. Random, racially motivated mass shootings. And some other kidnappings and racially motivated murders as well, just to add on top. Kind of like a cherry on top of the whipped cream. And to watch the corporate media's unification and lockstep censorship of the fact that it is racially motivated really shows you how controlled things are. And again, I don't particularly want to harp on things that are racially motivated and give it attention, but you got to report on the truth of what's happening, and you can't run around like a chicken with your head cut off when a white person goes out, which is a lot rarer than a black person, and randomly kills some innocent black people. That's terrible. But you can't sit there then and cover it up when black people do it while the media hypes up that white people are evil and deserve whatever happens to them. So it's just absolutely, absolutely outrageous. But I was going to make a big announcement right before we started the show. I was thinking about making a big announcement. And then once I got on air, it's just such a big deal. What's happening is so evil and so coordinated and so artificially fomented that it really does make somebody just sit back and marvel and not even really be able to comment because it's just so spectacularly wrong and so spectacularly evil and so spectacularly stupid of us to put up with it. And what made me think of this, about an hour before I went on air, I was looking through these news articles, and I saw this particular article out of Town Hall. There's something seriously wrong with Democrats. Well, I mean, we know that. They're power mad. They're corporate controlled. They're ruthless. They're above the law. Justice Department is a dictatorship that basically operates to protect their criminal activity. But who really has something wrong with them is that those of us putting up with this, I mean, really, we make that point a lot. You make that point, I know. I hear the callers make the point. But really, who is the really bad people here? The consciously evil, corrupt, out of control that have been given a green light to run rampant? Or is it those of us in society, all of us to some extent, who've just sat back and let them do it? Because we're so focused on our own personal lives and so focused only on the short term that we don't think big picture. And that really is where we are. If we don't get very serious about making it the main focus in our lives to oppose corruption, oppose the globalists, oppose their programs of evil, society will go into an irrevocable collapse, a downward spiral, which they admit they're engineering, out of which comes this New World Order authoritarian system. But there's still time to stop it, and the new front runner to replace Trudeau in Canada, front runner in the polls, we played a clip of him just about a week ago where he said, we'll pull that clip back up, perhaps tell the crew, that the first thing he's going to do is ban anybody in his cabinet or his government who is a graduate of the World Economic Forum. Now, he's not an authoritarian. He's not saying you can't run for office if you're part of this criminal organization. But he's saying is he won't have you in his government. So that little kernel of info is the secret to being these people, because this is an organized global corporate cult. And we have to understand how they control things, how they've gotten control, how to remove them. We're going to break it down when we come back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Folks like Bolsonaro of Brazil, Viktor Orban in Eastern Europe and others, is now in the pole position nationally in Canada with a conservative populist alliance to easily beat Trudeau in the next election. Now, Trudeau is a World Economic Forum globalist operative. He's part of the criminal cult. So is the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, literally announcing they're going to shut down half the farms in the country and get rid of most of the cows. And it's this group that has to be identified and dealt with. They are the New World Order. They're the ones coming to ban your cars, ban the farms, destroy your families. And the reason with all this news we've got that I bring up Pierre Poilievre is because he's come out in every major speech he's given the last 2 years and so these lockdowns are a power grab. The shot is BS. This is total tyranny. This is a new world order. We've got to defeat the globalists. They want to cuff our resources. We've got to stop importing dictator oil and make us the second largest exporter of oil in the world after the U.S. Everything he's saying is antithetical to the new world order. Now, can we totally trust him? Is he perfect? He can be a shill like Boris Johnson that pretends to be a patriot and stabs us in the back. But his rhetoric's about 10 times stronger than Boris Johnson's. Johnson just said enough to get elected prime minister and then began sabotaging. That's not the case with people like Bolsonaro. And Trump meant well and did a pretty good job, but not as good as Bolsonaro. So if you want to defeat this whole thing, you just take back your governments, local, state, and federal. You take back your school boards with the truth, with information. What the New World Order is pushing is incredibly unpopular and is something that the people do not accept and do not want. In every global and national poll and local poll, whether it's drag queen pedophile time or whether it's open borders, whether it's currency devaluation or whether it's all these wars or whether it's carbon taxes and cutting off the coal power plants, upwards of 90% of people are against it. Just like in national polls below the age of 25, 80-something percent are against abortion. Above 25, 60-plus percent. Just 20 years ago, 70-plus percent across the board were pro-abortion. We're winning hearts and minds. That's why the permanent deep state, the global corporate transhumanist oligarchs are panicking because we are peacefully, culturally, intellectually, spiritually, economically winning. People want freedom enshrined by the American dream. Doesn't mean we ever actually realized it, but comparatively to other nations, we implemented more than anybody else. They can't allow there to be a free, open nation like America when they're establishing a world tyranny. They can't have a free Australia or a free Canada or a free United Kingdom or a free Germany or a free France. That's why you have people like Pierre Poilievre on one side exposing the New World Order and people like the French president on the other side saying the era of abundance and prosperity is over 2 weeks ago. What a stark comparison from Macron to this individual that we're talking about. So I'm not lionizing Pierre Poilievre, if I'm pronouncing it right. I'm simply saying what he's doing is popular. What he's doing will get him elected. And if we hold their feet to the fire, it's game over to the World Economic Forum that brags they've taken over half the governments of the world by penetrating the cabinets. So, Here is the front runner against Trudeau, the leader of the Conservative Party, freshly voted the leader of it, just a week ago, talking about if he gets elected the leader of Canada, banning people in his government that are part of the World Economic Forum, which is exactly what you do to a foreign criminal organized crime syndicate that's taking over your country.
Has increased its oil production by 400,000 barrels a day so that we can fully replace 130,000 barrels of overseas oil from foreign dictatorships we're bringing in. And within 5 years, we will end dictator oil imports to Canada altogether. And I will ban all my ministers from any involvement in the World Economic Forum.
Rousing applause, Pierre Poilievre. Now, that was a week ago. Let's play a clip of him winning the leadership of the Conservative Party that's now made an alliance with the populist parties and has a, looks like, 86% number in Parliament. Because, again, it's not like America where there's two parties, Republican, Democrat, winner takes all. There, Trudeau only got 30% of the vote, but he went and manipulated the other parties in Parliament, so they still voted to make him the leader. They've got now more votes than that. There's no way he can do it. And he is the example, Klaus Schwab has said, of the New World Order and what they want for the world. You defeat him, you take him down. They're inches away in Australia to removing their different regional governors and their puppet fake conservative president. So this is a big, big deal. And I've got U.S. examples of this when we come back from break, but here he is winning the leadership of the Republican, of the Conservative Party in Canada.
Mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen,
ladies and gentlemen,
I have some results.
I have some results.
It's my great privilege to announce the results. Nous avons un nouveau chef.
We have a new leader.
The next Prime Minister of Canada, the Prime Minister to Canada.
The next Prime Minister of Canada.
And
the Honourable Pierre Poilievre.
And again, I apologize to our French listeners that I butchered French. Very beautiful, complex language. They sound like Poilievre, but it looks like Poilievre to me. Tomato, tomato. So, great. He gives hardcore speeches that sound like InfoWars. And he's got a good voting record. And he spoke out against all the garbage the last few years in Canada. So this is a big deal, folks. And everywhere there are conservative, nationalist, populist leaders that are in the forefront. And that's why they're trying to hurry up and start a war, implode the economy, get rid of the borders, devalue the currency, and bring in their new global social credit score with universal basic income. It's being announced in Democrat cities. It's being announced by Biden with the debt forgiveness for student loans. It's being announced in the UK, in Europe, everywhere. Oh, you don't have enough money for fuel or power. Don't worry, we'll give you money. You've just got to agree to live the way we say and accept the smart meter that tracks what you do. And if you don't follow the rules, 3 years in prison in places like Switzerland. So there's a plan. We know the plan. We know who the enemy is. We know how to beat him. And they've been in a race to silence us. InfoWars, which is the most powerful force out there exposing this, that's kind of a scary thing. I don't want to be the main target, but this is true. You've supported this, so the truth's coming out. We're in a race to make sure enough people wake up to no matter what happens to us, we still beat them. Stay with us.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of the information war.
It's Alex Jones.
In 2020, the American people put their trust in Democrats. And over these last 18 months, Democrats have delivered. Let me rephrase that. Over these last 18 months, Democrats have delivered big time. First, imagine if we lost our Democratic majority in the Congress.
Meanwhile, mayors in more than 15 Democrat cities, New York, D.C., you name it, are complaining that Texas is busing illegal aliens to their towns when they're the ones that open the border.
It's been said, but it's worth reiterating, that the governors of Texas and Arizona have created this crisis.
And the federal government has not stepped up to assist the District of Columbia. So we, along with our regional partners, will do what we've always done. We'll rise to the occasion. We learned from border towns like El Paso and Brownsville. And in many ways, the governors of Texas and Arizona have turned us into a border town. We don't know how long this will take to resolve. We don't know how long they will continue busing. And so the right thing to do here is to be prepared to ensure we can greet every bus. We can get people off on the right foot. We can get them where they want to go. And that will ultimately help them in their immigration process.
Many cities in the U.S. have a 200+% crime increase in just the last year and a half since the puppet Joe Biden got into power with his policies. And they then have the nerve, when they flood the red states and red cities with illegal aliens coming from third world countries that have collapsed under 2+ years of lockdowns that they implemented, to say that we did this. This is the definition of brainwashing. This is the most clear-cut example of gaslighting you can get. We ought to string together. We've played a lot of the clips. You've seen it. You've heard it in other shows everywhere. Of the New York mayor and the San Francisco mayor and all these other people and mayors in New Jersey and all over bitching that Texas and Florida are busing illegal aliens to their cities, to their states, when you're the ones that liquidated the border. And then the city councilwoman we just played from D.C., Brenna Kanadu, bitches about the Democrats not helping D.C. What do you think they're doing, lady? They're destroying the country. And this is a perfect example of how these people literally think they're the good guys at the low level, like the city council person, and she doesn't understand what a five-year-old can understand, that this is a globalist policy of erasing borders and erasing nation states and creating giant permanent underclasses they can exploit. Oh, I don't hate the illegal aliens. They're being totally exploited on average. But I do dislike the criminals and rapists and murderers they let come through, the human smugglers. But yeah, the majority aren't bad people. They're refugees from globalism. But a good 10% are criminals. And that's millions. And they're hurting everybody, including the, quote, migrants. It's so-called blooded. For TV viewers, you're going to see this. Radio listeners, you're lucky. You don't have to look at it. But I see these clips every day, and I hardly ever play them. But, I mean, here's just one that's on Infowars.com right now. Just a new video of multiple fights, feces all over the ground, homeless people laying around everywhere in San Francisco. This is the collapse of civilization. Here it is. What happened to America? What happened to Europe? Well, globalist policies by design to undermine and collapse society, and now the entire bottom of society is collapsing, and people that think they can protect themselves from this by going along with the system or moving to a nice neighborhood, you're wrong. This is designed to bring the whole thing down. So I go back to this town hall article that says there's something seriously wrong with Democrats. Is there something seriously wrong with cancer in your body? Does it have a consciousness? It's going to kill you. No, we have something seriously wrong with us letting this happen. So here's my message today, and I'm going to cover more in the next segment. When I explain to viewers and listeners, and Trump's done it as well because it's totally true, when I explain over and over and over again that they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and they just got to get through me. That's the truth. And you can see it, you know it. And how are they coming after you? You know how they're coming after you. Look around. And if you knew where they're going to take all of us together very soon, we're already on that slippery slope, you would do everything in your power to stop these people. And here's the good news. You're the most hardcore, most awake people in the planet that tune into InfoWars. It's true. I'm not giving you a platitude. I'm not kissing your ass. Look, you're the best hope we got. Let's get that straight. We're in this together. And that's why when you call in and thank me and give me these praises, I say thank you. I appreciate you too, but we're all in a boat sinking. Thank you for trying to plug the holes. I'm plugging the holes too, but I'm not doing it because I'm a hero. I'm doing it because we're all in this together. It's not heroic to fight for your survival. It's not heroic to stand up and have a consciousness. It's not heroic to have life force and self-preservation. It's what you do if you're going to survive. And I need people to understand this isn't like something you volunteer for to be a hero in the fight against the New World Order. This is not heroic. This is called survival. This is called understanding history and knowing you don't have a choice. You either decide to serve this thing and go down with it because it will destroy everybody serving it, or you decide that you're going to resist it every way you can, legally and lawfully. So what's wrong with the Democrats? What's wrong with us letting them do this? So when I make these speeches, I'm not talking to our general audience of supporters and people. I love you, every race, color, and creed, red-blooded humans, incredibly powerful, made in the image of God. I'm talking to the millions of new people every day that just tune through to see what this is all about. They just kind of dip in to see, why are they talking about this guy? They go to Infowars.com/show. They go to Band of Video. Let me hear what it's all about. What it's all about is the New World Order is coming down on all of us with both feet. That's what it's all about. People say, man, you're really under attack fighting these people. I don't know if I want to fight them. Bless your soul. It's fighting them that keeps us safe and why we have freedom. Giving up is assured destruction for 99.9999999% of people. And that's really the big takeaway here. But here's the good news. The world's waking up. Every number, every fact shows that. Come on, come on up. When I come back, I'm going to talk about how we win and how we must win. And then we've got a special guest joining us to deal with some of the most rigged corporate news and disinformation ever, with the New York Times caught red-handed in absolute fraud. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just tell you like it is. What a really sick, vicious, evil people have gotten together using behavioral psychology and economics, and they've decided you're a bunch of weak chumps that can be run over and dominated and have all of your basic freedoms taken away. America wasn't perfect, but under the Christian ethos, America developed a plan to empower the little guy and to believe in the little guy and to create a system of prosperity and technology and freedom. And we created more wealth by 1950 than the rest of the world combined. The United States had 54% of the wealth and the science and the technology, though we were only 4% of the population, we still are, in the world, in 1950. Jacket's driving me crazy. And we're sitting here allowing all of that birthright to be stolen right in front of us. So you either wake up to the enemy, you either understand who they are, you either say no to them, or you roll over and die. And again, I already told you the good news earlier. In more than 20 prominent countries, right now, anti-globalists are being elected or have been elected, and if that happens, it will accelerate the chain reaction, and it's bye-bye Klaus Schwab, bye-bye Henry Kissinger, bye-bye New World Order. We are so close to beating them. What they're doing is outrageous. It is unpopular. It is destructive. It is corrupt. It is evil. It is wrong. But if we won't stand up for ourselves, we deserve what we get. And that's really the message. If we're dumb enough to let these people eat our lunch and push us around, we deserve what we get. But I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,001 times. Children don't deserve this to be done to them. And I will not sit by and watch a bunch of degenerate criminals that think they're God play God with our lives. Now, I expect evil to keep being evil. I expect evil to follow its satanic instincts and not stop. And it isn't going to stop until we stop them. But I don't care about those evil people. I care about you. Now, I've got incredible news to cover next hour. We have a special guest popping in. And Sunday Live's coming up, 6 p.m. Central. Open phones. And tomorrow, we've got the big Andrew Tate interview I taped Thursday airing. Some other special guests as well for the Monday show. It'll be big. But the New World Order has decided and has said that we're worthless. They think we're stupid. They think we're pathetic. They think we're weak. And you know what? If we act like this and we let them do what they've already executed and get away with it, we do deserve what happens to us. But man, the children really deserve champions and people that are going to stand up for the future. Our forebears did it. We can be part of it. We can do it. And I know the main audience has done this, and I salute you. But I really want to just reach out to everybody to understand this is game time. My friends, my family, people I know so well, and they deserve a break. And they deserve to have some fun. But they're all watching UT football games, and they're all at the Dallas Cowboys game in Dallas. And they get more excited about the Dallas Cowboys and about the University of Texas. I know it's the same for all the towns around your neck of the woods. While we're losing the whole country and the borders collapsing and the dollar's dying and world governments being announced and they're cutting off the energy. Do you understand they're using bread and circuses to distract you so you should love liberty more than the Hollywood crap? And Hollywood's already collapsed. People already know it's the enemy. But sports still is the opiate of the masses. I think about that Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote from Gulag Archipelago and his decades in a forced labor camp in Siberia, where he says, if we had just loved freedom more, when Stalin sent out his NKVD to round everybody up, we'd have just stood up to him. We outnumbered him 100-1, 1,000-1. None of this would have happened, but we didn't. We had to wait till it got so horrible and so evil and wait till 50 million people were killed until we did anything. And that's where we are, 100%. And I know we can get out of this. I know we can beat this. I know we can stop it. But we've got to have the will to make it our main passion and our main focus. Oh, Alex will fly on a private jet, you know, to meet with this famous quarterback and watch this football game in such and such town. Alex, why don't you want to go? How can I sit there in some private box with a bunch of billionaires and watch a football game? Oh, maybe I should go watch the football game. Maybe they donate. Maybe they support me. If they're too busy watching a football game and they don't know how much trouble the country's in, they're never going to make the right decision. I don't have time for children. Imagine all these billionaires and 100 millionaires and 500 millionaires, you know, people with billions of dollars, and they still don't know just because they live in a fancy palace and got private jets, they're not safe and they're losing everything. Yeah, they like Donald Trump. Yeah, they like the Republican Party. Yeah, they like the Bill of Rights. at least on the surface. But when it comes down to the rubber meeting the road, they still only care about going to black tie and white tie dinners and posing and sitting around. When all that's going away, the technocrats, the big banks, the big tech companies, they're coming in and taking everything over. They're bringing in a societal shutdown system. They're going to have new lockdowns, new shutdowns, new controls. And they're going to make all you billionaires sign on to an agreement to put your money into their collectivist system, just like has happened in the rest of the world and just like it's happened in China very, very soon. And you're going to lose all your independence that this country afforded you and the ancestors that fought and died paid for in blood. And you will have your wealth taken from you because you were too stupid to actually stand up and fight when the time was here. Because you were too timid. Because you let somebody else fight. Oh, here's the novelty. Oh, look, it's Alex Jones, the Patriot. Oh, son, we're glad you're out there fighting for us. Now pull up a chair and let's watch a football game. What? I'd rather just paint with watercolors with my 5-year-old daughter and pray. I'd rather just cook dinner with my wife. I'd rather just be in mourning for the end of America because you people won't wake up and won't realize that this isn't just some radio show. This isn't just some guy's opinion. The reason I'm under such attack is because I know who the enemy is. And we've launched a blueprint of 1776 worldwide that can and will defeat them. And we will defeat them in the end. The only question is, how bad is it going to get? Before you finally wake up and fight back. Winston Churchill, to paraphrase one of his famous speeches, he said, most people in life get run over by history. And the average person just gets up and dusts themselves off and forgets they got hit by history. Well, some people decide to actually take measure of it and decide whether they want to be part of history or not. He also said, many times in history, there's a chance to beat tyranny and a takeover when you're assured of victory. And sometimes you make the right decision, you stop it. There's other times where you're not assured of victory, but you may be able to have a victory, and you take action and defeat the tyranny. But more often than not, there are times in history when the tyranny is so evil and so dehumanizing and so satanic, you have no chance of victory, but you still carry out the fight against it because now it's about your immortal soul and who you are in the universe and timelessness. We're not in the third phase yet of it being hopeless, but we're rapidly moving out of that column into hopelessness. And once you're hopeless, you have to sign on to everything the Satanists want you to do because they really want your soul. They want to cut their resources off and get you desperate so they can dictate your subservience to them. Do you really want to live like that? We got a special guest joining us. We'll be right back in the second hour of this Sunday broadcast. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. I promise you blood, sweat, and tears, but the end victory if you take action. If not, you're done. We'll be right back.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.